This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We wish you a warm welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. These past few weeks, we've been talking about forming habits to make us more effective Christians. We're going to continue this series in today's program with our message entitled, I Will Drink My Milk. Please stay with us.
Today we're going to be taking a look at how a follower of Jesus Christ can keep growing and going strong for Jesus. I hope you'll stay with us. We begin in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you this day for your holy word and the privilege of coming to hear it and ponder it. During this service, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you are our rock and salvation. Amen. Our reading for today is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. Here ends the reading. Dear friends, I am a huge Minnesota Twins baseball fan, and it's been a fun season this year. They're a pretty good team. One of my favorite players on that team is Torrey Hunter. Last night as I was watching the game, I was happy to see him hit another home run. He's having a good season. Saw him make a couple good catches as well. He's 40 years old. And still a great producer for his team. He adds a lot. He's a power hitter. He's a good fielder. Some would say he's not what he used to be, but I tell you, what he is for his age in this young man's game is really quite impressive. What is it that makes a Torrey Hunter so effective on the field? Well, as you listen to him talk and others talk about him, you find that Torrey is a very disciplined person as an athlete. He has workout habits that he keeps going year-round. He's always getting himself prepped for the next time on the field, and that's what's made him one of the best in the game. These past couple of weeks, we have been looking at what are the habits of highly effective Christians. Fruit producers for the cause of Jesus. We have seen that the church is at its best when it's encouraging and producing healthy, fruitful disciples, such as in Acts 2 on Pentecost, the first church. There are habits that we in the church encourage the followers of Jesus Christ to pick up, such as worship. It's important that we regularly worship, come into the presence of God and praise and hear his word. Jesus also said, we found in last week's text, that it's important that we develop the habit of and the attitude of being servants of one another. It's in serving that we really have growth in our faith. Well, today we look at another habit that keeps us growing and going for Jesus. It's a suggestion, or should I say an exhortation from Peter, one of our Lord's disciples. It's years after the cross and resurrection of Jesus. Peter has had a lot of time under his belt now following Jesus and starting churches and so on and growing up Christians. And he wrote to this group of newer Christians this little statement that I read earlier. He says, like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow into salvation if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. I love that image, like newborn infants long for the pure spiritual milk. Julie and I are grandparents now. Little Henry Stephen came into this world a couple weeks ago. We're enjoying it. He's perfect in every way. Of course, I'm a little partial, I admit. One day we were visiting and holding Henry, and he was so contented, and all of a sudden, it's like an alarm went off inside of him, and he started to scream, and we couldn't calm him down. Finally, his mother came into the room and said, Henry needs to be fed. I better take him. And within moments, Henry was again busily drinking his milk and as quiet as can be. The only thing we hear from him was his sucking as hard as he could to get that milk that he wanted and needed. I remember when my mom said to me as I was growing up as a little boy, Steve, drink your milk. It'll make you strong. Peter's giving us that same sort of theme today, isn't he? I would say. He's saying if you've been born again, you're a child of God. Children need nourishment. And so does the child of God that has placed their trust in Jesus Christ. If you're going to grow and go for Jesus, you need to drink your milk and not ever stop. He says pure spiritual milk is what he describes it as. Pure meaning uncontaminated, not watered down. Pure, special, holy, spiritual milk. What's he talking about there? God's word. Earlier he had said, you were born anew, not by perishable seed, but by the word of God. God has provided milk, as the advertisement said. God's got milk. It's his holy word. After 3,000 people asked Jesus into their lives on that first Pentecost and first church was formed, the people devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings. That was the first thing that happened. The disciples taught them scripture. They got them into the word. Peter had preached a sermon, that first sermon, using all this Old Testament scripture that points to Jesus. They had questions they needed to get answered. And the disciples sat down with them and taught them, shared with them the word of God and answered their questions. They fed them pure spiritual milk that they had received from Jesus. And at the end of the passage in the book of Acts, in chapter 2, it says, and the goodwill of the community was upon them, those people that were in God's word, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. They were growing and going for Jesus effectively. Why do you suppose Peter and those disciples so emphasized scripture for the disciple of Jesus, craving it, needing it like newborn babes? Perhaps Peter was remembering the words of Jesus when he said to some who had come to believe in him, if you continue in my word, you're truly my disciples, and the truth will set you free. Real disciples continue in his word. Peter remembered that. Remember to abide or obey, to put it to work, study it, remain in it, cling to it. Real disciples do that with the word. Is it because it contains the truth, Jesus says, that we all need to know? The world will give you all kinds of truth. But when it comes to your spiritual welfare, only God has a real truth for you. He says it'll give you the truth about God, how he created you, and he loves you. and he holds the world in the palm of his hand, and he wants to have a relationship with you, but you're a sinner. Created to have that relationship with God, but you can't on your own. You're far away from God because of sin. But God, in his mercy and his love for you, gave his son Jesus to die on a cross to cover over your sin, to pay for it. And if you trust in Jesus Christ, his son, and what he's done for you, there is a restored relationship with God and eternal life, which begins right now. He says that truth will set you free. Free from guilt and from shame and being far from God and from fear and sin's hold on you. As you live in that word, you find God's will for your life and you're empowered by it. And you find out how life works best because God knows best. Maybe Peter was thinking of Jesus when he wrote this statement. The time when Jesus was finishing up on his Sermon on the Mount and he said, blessed are those, you know, that not only hear this word, but do it. They'll be like a wise man who built his house upon the rock and it stood strong against the storms. You and I both know storms come in a variety of ways in our lives. Might be health issues, might be financial issues, it might be relational issues, and the list goes on. Where are you going to find strength to stand strong, Jesus says, in my word, as you put it to work in your life? It'll make the difference. You'll be ready for when the storms come. Or maybe Peter thought of the night Jesus was in the upper room with the disciples. He was going to be crucified the next day, but he's praying for them. And he says to his father in prayer, Father, sanctify these boys in your truth, for your word is truth. It cleanses and changes us, this word. It's God-breathed. It has the power to make all the difference in our lives as God reveals his mind and his heart and his will to us. You and I need our spiritual milk. Peter discovered that after all those years. We need to be fed. Martin Luther, great man of God, one time said, you know, nothing is more perilous for our souls than to be weary of the Word of God. Thinking he knows enough, a person begins little by little to despise the Word until he has lost Christ and the gospel altogether. We need our milk, the pure spiritual milk of God's Word. Craig Miller, a fellow that writes for Leadership Journal, one time said, how do you solve a personal problem? Let's say you have a fondness for gossip or quarreling. How do you stop? Or suppose you have a life-controlling addiction to alcohol or drugs or sex. How do you get free? Sometimes the answer is something that seems totally unrelated. For example, in the middle of winter when your feet are cold, you may try putting on thicker socks or a blanket. Still, your feet remain icy. One secret to warm feet is to stop focusing on your feet and look at your head. That's right, go to the other end of your body and put a hat on. Although your neck and head have only 10% of your body's surface, in the cold, that's where you lose a whopping 30% of your body heat. Having nothing on your head is like opening a window in your house in the dead of winter. If you keep that heat in your body with a hat, your blood will carry it down to your toes. Now, in the same way, when people have problems, spiritual leaders, the church, often recommend that they do something that sounds unrelated, such as read the Bible and pray and go to church or focus on serving other people. These seemingly unrelated things bring grace to help them overcome those problems. We need the Word of God as followers of Jesus. That's why we teach in our Christian church that the Word of God is our authority in matters of faith and life. It's the foundation, the firm foundation upon which we build the Church of Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, there are, I'm sorry to say, many churches and even denominations that have started to let that one slip a little bit. And that's when the church begins to deteriorate and crumble. We need the pure spiritual milk of the word to abide by it. That's why we teach in our church that we need that word so much that we go out and buy Bibles for our little children when they hit the age of 3, and we go to the homes and we sit with the parents and we give them those little Bibles and say, will you read these stories to your children before they even get to Sunday school? And that's why we give those Bibles out when they get a little bit older, the regular Bibles, and we teach the parents and them how to read them together. It's so important that our kids get the Word of God. That's why we have Sunday school. That's why we have adult Bible classes and small groups in their churches and so on, because the church has always been built upon the fact that we need to drink our pure spiritual milk if we're going to grow in our salvation, in our relationship with God and one another, and if we are going to go and be effective for Jesus Christ. We need our milk, the Word of God. So how does one receive that spiritual milk? In this country, it's United States, it's so available and accessible. We don't have to worry about that, getting our hands on a Bible, because of our freedoms here in our country. I know there are countries in the world that that's not the case. And that's why it's so treasured when Bibles get in. People are hungering for that word. First of all, how do we receive that spiritual milk? By doing what you're doing today, for instance, listening to the preached Word of God. It's good that you're here receiving the Word. Two, personal study. You need more than 20 to 30 minutes in a weekly worship time, listening to a sermon. You need personal study time. Set aside a devotional time in your life, maybe in the morning, whatever time works best for you. Sit down with your Bible and get a notebook and keep a daily journal. And as you're reading a little bit at a time, maybe start in the Gospel of John and just read a couple stories, ask yourself the question, what have I learned about God in this passage today? Or what have I learned about myself? Is there something I need to be practicing in my life? What's God trying to tell me? And write it down. Dawson Trotman, he's the head of Navigator's Bible Study, or he was, one time said, on writing down what you have observed, he said, thoughts disentangle themselves when they pass through the lips and the fingertips. If you have not put your observations down on paper, you have not really thought about them. We need to write it down so that we can really process the word and savor it. And then we need to ask questions, not just about what have I learned today, but what do I need to put to work in my life with this word? How do I apply it? Because the Bible wasn't written simply to increase our knowledge, but to actually change our lives and to conform us to the image of Jesus. The book of James says we're to be not just hearers of the word, but doers of the word. So there are questions that we need to ask as we're studying passages in Scripture. Is there an attitude that I have that needs to be changed? Is there something here that I need to start or stop doing? Or something I need to believe or stop believing. So personal Bible study, savoring the word on your own, reading it slowly and thinking about it and writing down your thoughts. That's where that growth and salvation Peter talks about is going to happen. And then finally, hook up with other Christians, maybe in a small group study or at a class that maybe is being taught somewhere near you. Go. Take it in, like a newborn babe, crave the pure spiritual milk of God's word. Hey, you know, it's an interesting thing how Peter finishes his verse that I read for you. He says, interesting little twist. He says, you'll grow in salvation. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good, and the key word there, the hinge word is if you have tasted that the Lord is good. In other words, if you have a relationship with God, do you? I would be remiss if I did not stop at this point and ask you, have you tasted God's grace in your life through His Son, Jesus? Have you experienced the power and that all-sufficient grace that carries a person through hard times? Have you come to that place where you know for certain that if you were to die today, you know you'd go to heaven? You can, you know. It's a matter of saying yes to Jesus Christ. Do that. And if you already have, Do yourself a favor, according to Peter today. Say, I will drink my milk, Lord, every day, your holy word. And you will be glad you did. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the Bible. By the power of your Holy Spirit, keep us craving your word in our lives so that we might grow in grace and go effectively for you in bringing the gospel to others. In the name of Jesus, we ask this. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you his peace. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has encouraged you to daily drink from the pure spiritual milk of God's Word. Christian Crusaders is 79 years old. Our first broadcast went over the airwaves in 1936. You are invited to help us celebrate this anniversary with a gift of $79. Your donation will be used to ensure Christian Crusaders continues to broadcast the gospel for many more years to come. Please direct your gifts to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. To find out more about the many ways you can support our ministry, please call us toll-free at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. To obtain a CD or printed copy of today's sermon, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. You can also write to us at Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. All copies of the program are offered free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help defray production and mailing cost is always appreciated. Today's program can also be found online at www.christiancrusaders.org. We are happy you chose to worship with us today and pray you will join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting our service was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and speaker on Christian Crusaders. On air and online, now in its 80th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.